So Rav Dimi had a quote. He asked Rav Dimi from Eretz Yisrael. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, they were speaking about something about Yochel Yilkel Tosefes, and they said, no, there's no Malkus, I'm not sure what they meant. And Rabbi Yechonek says, I'll explain to you what they meant. They meant Tosefes Shrius, Yomim Shosifu Chachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. V'chik Amar, this is what they meant. Yochel Yilke Al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. Could it be true? Perhaps you get Malkus for violating Tosefes Shvius, for plowing, even on the sixth year, if it's within the Tosefes Shvius territory. And the answer is no, there is no Malkus. Asks Tosefes, in Tamar, Malkus Menola, how would you get to Malkus? Tosefes is only a Mitzvah Asay. Mitzvah Asay can't get Malkus. Answers Tosefes, no. Once we add to Shvius, it's sort of an extension of Shvius. Shvius gets advanced into the sixth year. It gets expanded. And whatever happens on Shvius happens then. And just as there is a Malkus on Shvius, it's a lav to do Malacha, Malchus Karka, likewise in Erev Shvius, during this Tosefes period, Malkus would apply. That was the Hava Amina. Maskana is no, we don't practice Tosefes Shvius, Bismanazer, etc. That's Tosefes' approach. How is the Malkus? Because Tosefes Shvius is considered bona fide Shvius. Once we extend the Shvius into the sixth, it's considered Shvius all the way. The Ritva is a different pshat in the Gemara. Yochel Yilke, or Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, doesn't mean literally Malkus min HaTorah. It means Malkus min Rabbanan. Because the Ritva holds, certainly, you can't consider the period of Tosefes Shvius as though it's Shvius itself. At the most, it's only a mitzvah saseh, which would not generate Malkus. The Gemara only meant Malkus min Rabbanan. It's interesting that there's a Taz in Erechaim, Taf Reish Ayin Ches Sif Aleph, who brings a Marshal. Marshal says like this: if one is mekabel on himself the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres while it's still day, it's still the seventh day of Sukkot, he decides, you know, I'm going to advance Shmini Atzeres, I'm going to begin Shmini Atzeres now. Right? We can do that. We can do Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. But says the Marshal, he's stuck. He can't eat in the sukkah, nor can he eat outside the sukkah. Why? Because on the 7 days of sukkahs, we eat in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres out of the sukkah. Certainly, we can't make a bracha. So, let's see, in Eretz Yisrael, right? Shmini Atzeres is certainly beyond sukkahs, out of sukkahs. So now he's going to memkabel on himself Shmini Atzeres while it's still day, while it's still the seventh. He's stuck. Why is he stuck? Because to eat in the sukkah with a bracha, that he can't do. How can he say bracha to Hashem leisha b'sukkah? Shmini Atzeres. It's past the sukkahs. Well, to eat without a bracha, it's also not appropriate. Right? So he's sort of stuck. On the one hand, it's sukkahs, but it's already Shmini Atzeres. It's Shmini Atzeres, but it's still daytime. Seventh of sukkahs is still chayiv and sukkah. So he's stuck. So this fellow, if he's mekabel Shmini Atzeres, he can't eat until nightfall. That's the Marshal. The Taz vehemently disagrees. He says like this. And I'll quote his lashon. He says, "Vaday misha moisiv mechala lakodesh, hu ois al piter esenu, v'havi kimoi belaylo u'machar mamish." No, it's no longer sukkahs. If he was mekabel on himself the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, it's tomorrow. It turned into the next day. It's already nighttime, even though it's day, even though it's light. In halacha, it's already the next day. So it becomes Shmini Atzeres. And what happens on Shmini Atzeres? We sit in the sukkah without a bracha. There's no element of sukkahs in there. It's only Shmini Atzeres. And he adds like this. Listen to his lashon. Da'apeh ha'kodesh yisal baruchu. Hashem's holy mouth, kaviyachol. Shetziv alav mitzvah sukkah. The same Hashem who told him, eat in the sukkah during sukkahs. Bayemahu, hu ha'peh kodesh, it's the same Hashem. Shehiteloi le'echel achas shekibol ol Shmini Atzeres. Hashem allows him to eat out of the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, or in the sukkah without a bracha, however we're naig. In any case, says the Taz, there's no issue. Hashem tells him you could do Tosefes. Hashem in effect is telling him you can turn it into Shmini Atzeres, despite the fact that it's still light outside. And therefore, says the Taz, treat it like Shmini Atzeres full-fledged Shmini Atzeres. And what do you do at Shmini Atzeres? You're eating the sukkah without a bracha. And chutzler, it's a suffix. There's no concern of confusion. He's not on limbo. So Taz holds Tosefes Shmini Atzeres is like Shmini Atzeres itself. It says, oh, we turn the page in the calendar. Whereas the Marshal says he's in limbo. He has one foot in the seventh day of Sukkot. Another foot in Shmini Atzeres, he's sort of stuck in the middle. Says the Sefer, the Shalos HaTshuvos, Be'er Sarim, Chelek Dald, Siman Amud Aleph. He says, perhaps we can connect our two discussions. The Taz who holds. There's no issue with eating in the Sukkah without a bracha because it's already Shmini Atzeres. He holds like Tosis. What does Tosis say in our Sukkah? Tosefes Shvius is like Shvius itself. That's just an extension. That's just an expansion of Kedusha. We treat it like Shvius itself, and therefore the Gemara Havamina, you get Malkus for working the field during the period of Tosefes Shvius. All the halachos of Shemitah apply now. That's like the Taz. It became Shmini Atzeres. Whereas the Marshal holds like the Ritva in our Sugya. Tosefes Shvius, sure, you have the Kedusha of Shvius. You have to refrain from halacha, but it's not to say that it's Shemitah. The law of Shemitah doesn't apply now. And likewise over here by Shmini Atzeres, holds the Marshal. Sure, he can be mekabel on himself, the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, the Kedusha of Siyontiv. But it's not Yom Shmini Atzeres Mamish. So therefore, when it comes to eating in the Sukkah, he's stuck. Because he's sort of in between Sukkahs and Shmini Atzeres. He can't eat in the Sukkah, can't eat out of the Sukkah. You have to fast until nightfall.